Hey, 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 happy Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah. It is Monday, bestie.
Well, welcome back to another week.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I am feeling actually pretty well rested today, regardless of the fact that I went to bed at like 4 a.m. and woke up at 7:30. So it's pretty good. I drank a coffee for the first time today in 2 weeks. Because want to hear the craziest thing? Have you heard
Wait, I have a coffee.
Have you heard of restless leg syndrome?
No.
So basically, it's this new thing I have. And it's like, I'm fine all day. And then the second I get in bed, it's like I feel like my legs cannot stop. There's like my muscles are twitching in my legs. My like, I feel like there's like an electric current going through my legs and I can't stop moving them. And it's like super scary. Like I have a doctor's appointment in like a week because I feel like
I'm
dying.
Haven't you told me about this, bestie?
Because if I talk about it, I feel like it gets more real.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're on the podcast, like.
Damn.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I don't talk about it, then I get less scared.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Do you think
sense?
It has anything to do with you being on Accutane back in the day?
No. Why would that? 6-7 years later.
Because I have clients that have, like, bone issues.
No, it's not my bones. It's, like, a thing. Like, my mom said she got it later in life, too.
Mm.
It's, like, a thing. It's called, like, RLS, restless leg syndrome. But, like, she had pills, and they help. But it's, like, I'm like, do I have like a brain tumor or something? Like, I am such a hypochondriac. So, like, the second, like, something, it's just weird getting old.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, when you're young, like, your body just feels like nothing. And, like, now I, like, notice the littlest things. And, like, I feel like I get heart palpitations now. And,
same.
Like, now I have fucking restless leg syndrome and my legs, I cannot tell you how uncomfortable it is. And it, like, will keep me up for an extra 2 hours at night. And so,
sorry, that's not good. That's not fun.
No, but I was suffering silently for like 4 days. And I was like, you know, this is weird. I thought it was because I was drinking more coffee than I normally do because I finally fixed my coffee maker and I started drinking coffee. And I was like, okay, so I cut the coffee and then it like wasn't as bad, but it was still happening. And then like a day later, it was bad again. And so I was like, Mom, I think I'm dying.
And what'd she say?
She was like, no, I have that too. I have pills for it. They're like these like little dissolvable tablets, and then I have been using them lately, and it's not nearly as bad. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just weird. Like, I get weird twitches in my legs and stuff. Y'all let me know if you guys have this too and make me feel less alone, because online it says it's like actually pretty common, but
well, we will all keep you in our prayers.
Yeah, I honestly, I'd rather it be like, no, I won't say that. I was going to say I would rather like there's be something wrong with me.
No, don't say that.
That can be fixed, besides it like being something that can't be fixed. Because restless leg syndrome, like,
it is what it is.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's scary.
My doctor's appointment is next Monday.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Well, they'll just give you medicine, which will help.
Hopefully, or they'll be like, I hope that it's like I'm deficient and stuff, because I was talking.
You're definitely deficient in stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, because I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to, but they were like, you do not eat nutritiously.
No, not at all.
like you're missing all your vitamins. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't eat greens. You don't eat multiple meals a day. You don't, like, you're probably deficient in every single vitamin on the chart. Mm-hmm. So, like, you need to start taking a multivitamin.
Will you take a multivitamin? You take the acne supplements. Tyler.
I do occasionally. I'm super bad about medication. I've always hated
medication.
I know, but like, just like, it is. It's not, but it is. Like, I'm so bad about taking pills. And the acne ones.
I don't want to hear you complain about your skin if you're not doing what I tell you to do.
I do take them, just not
consistently, which means doesn't matter if you take them. Okay. If you're not taking them consistently, it's not going to do anything.
Okay, no biting nails and taking them.
Consistency, babe.
So yeah, I need to take like magnesium. That's what also
yes,
I was
magnesium's
told.
Also great for your skin.
Yeah, well, for my legs.
Yeah, but also your skin.
Okay.
Your legs and your skin.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Cool.
And what's going on with you?
Well, I had a really, really rough, like, week. Ever since I got back from Disney, like, I just haven't felt myself, like, mentally.
Yeah.
I've just been, like, very, like, I'm better now. So it always sucks when we come on the podcast and I'm, like, not in the same headspace when I want to talk about something I went through. But, I mean, I remember how I felt. But I just felt very numb and just done. And I think, honestly, I'm really burnt out with everything. Like, yeah, it's just been a lot. And, you know, I've been doing it and pushing myself so hard for the past 6 years. And
yeah,
it's finally, I think, you know, catching up to me. And now with Cyrus getting a little bit older and, mm-hmm, like, you know, wanting to be with me more. Because, like, when they're babies, obviously, like, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can't do much. So you can, like, also, do, like, stuff and work while they're, like, sitting next to you. Or, like, you know, but then with toddlers, like, you can't work with them next to you. Like, it's, you know, you got to be present.
They,
you know,
want your undivided attention.
Yes. And you want to be.
Yeah, of course.
That too. But I just, with babies, it's so much easier. Like, I can breastfeed Cyrus and, you know, work on my computer, on my phone. And then, yeah, when he was, like, playing independently in his playpen, like, I could, you know, glance over, make sure he's okay, but still do what I need to do. But with a toddler, it's, you know, a full-time job. So
yeah,
I think I've just really been prioritizing him more,
mm-hmm,
which is good.
Yeah, it's good for you too.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me, I just think I'm at this place in my life where, you know, I want to travel and I want to be more family oriented. And I'm just kind of sick of the grind, you know? It's, mm-hmm, just, I've gotten to a place and everyone said I would get here. And I was like, no, that'll never happen, yeah, to me. But I definitely have hit that wall where I'm like, priorities, you know, in life, you know, mm-hmm, what is life if you're, you know, making great money, but you're not doing anything. Yeah, yeah. Like, all you do is work. Like, what's, you don't even have time to spend your money on anything,
no,
that worthwhile, you know, other, mm-hmm, than, like, materialistic bullshit. But I just, yeah, I don't know. I think that's really, after Disney, I think it really put in perspective, like, how I want to take travel trips, mm-hmm, with Cyrus more. And I want to bring him to these work conferences. And, you know, I want to be with my family. And it's hard because I also want to be the top of my industry. And I want to be this career woman. And I have all these plans for SBA. And it's like, I think, you know, really when I sat with my feelings and went to therapy, it's like, I feel like I'm being pulled in two different directions, mm-hmm, you know, where, like, I want this life where it's, like, just simple and easy, yeah, and all that. But then I wouldn't be satisfied,
no,
you know, at the end of the day. And then the other side is, like, I want all the things that I'm doing now, but
you'd be unhappy.
Yeah. I'm still going to feel like I'm missing that.
Yeah.
So I think balance, you know, is really what I'm trying to find, to feel completed. And I think, you know, the next step, obviously, is getting a bigger space and hiring estheticians. And I've talked about that for years, but, you know,
it's scary.
Yeah. But I think, you know, too, for everyone that gets to that point, you know, you do your first 5-6 years on your own. And that's what I did. I was just I grew so fast in the business. And, like, I could have done that 3 years ago, but I wasn't ready to let go. And I think I'm glad that I'm waiting until I felt the burnout to do this, because, yeah, I could have had estheticians 3 years ago if I wanted to, but I wasn't ready to give up what I was doing. Like, I wanted to be in the treatment room, and I still do, but I just can't, you know?
Yeah.
Everything I'm doing, you know, you have to make sacrifices in life, and being in clinic is going to be a sacrifice that I'm going to have to make so that I'm able to build the business on the back end. You know, it's just, it's hard because you want to do it all, but you can't. And, you know, I don't want someone making business decisions for me on, like, what I'm going to do next and XYZ and all of those things. But I can train and hire someone to perform facials and do what I do in clinic. So that's kind of where I'm at. It sucks because, like, the business side has never been, like, my favorite part. Like, it's stressful, but I'm, you know, the brand and the creative, and, you know, I'll still have people help me with my plans and stuff because I have another company I'm working on. Well, two. Maybe three. I haven't told you about this yet, but it's new within, like, the last 48 hours
of
a business idea that I had that I'm definitely going to do. But yeah, there's been a lot of stuff in the works. Like, I've been working on a company, God, since Cyrus was born, we've been working on this. So it's been 2 years, and I haven't really been able to give it all of my attention. And, like, I could have half-assed done it and whatever and had it ready by now. But when I do something, you know, I want it to be perfect. I want it to be 100%. And, you know, it's so hard with business to maintain your day to day, you know, and then continue to build the business at the exact same time. So there's just that pressure of like, you know, I need to be consistent and show up on my social media. I do it all myself. I had someone ask me the other day, like what company I use to do all my social media. I do everything. Besides like my like illustrations, I have someone do that. But I mean, like I have all the ideas.
You give her exactly what
I need
to illustrate.
I just can't draw.
Yeah.
So the only thing I'm not doing is drawing. But yeah, I do everything for the day to day, you know, where it comes to being present, being a boss, being a mom, being a wife, and, you know, seeing 11 to 14 clients in clinic, all while trying to build the business on the back end. So it's pretty stressful, but I seem to be, you know, doing it well. I think I've really done such a good job balancing everything, but
you've done an amazing job at balancing it all in terms of keeping clients happy, keeping the business going very successful, and keeping your family. But I think you're the one who suffers. Not, you don't let anything else suffer in your life, but you're the one who suffers because you are so incredibly spread thin.
Yeah. And it's hard. And then, you know, you hit this wall where you just don't want to do anything. And I think that's kind of what happened this past week where I was just like, there's just so much that needs to get done. It's almost like when you have a to-do list that's so big that you just like don't even know where to start. And you just don't want to do anything because you don't even know how to tackle this mountain of things that you need to do.
Yeah.
And so you just get so overwhelmed and you just completely shut down. And I went through like, you know, a little depression like last week. And then on top of that too, like I just started to feel like, and this is like super personal, but I was talking to my therapist. I was like, I feel like I'm like outside my body, like just watching everything happen. And that's such a scary feeling, you know, because I've had that happen to me before when I was so depressed, so, so depressed. I went through so much depression during a time period in my life. And the scariest part was the complete detachment of self, like just complete dissociation. Like I like don't feel like I'm real. Like my thoughts are outside my body, and I feel like it's crazy because it's not a mental like sociopath thing. Like it's like a physical thing too, where everything looks like almost like a sheen. Like there's like a blur over your eyes. Like right now I can see you, you're crisp, you're bright. Like I feel like I'm here.
I'm beautiful.
But yes, but when you're having an episode of dissociation, it's like everything is blurry. Like it just doesn't feel, it's like warped. It's just like so fucking scary. Like it is the scariest feeling. Like I remember being in therapy, looking at my therapist and being like, this is not real right now. Like I feel like I'm literally in a dream. And she's like, it's your body protecting you.
Yeah.
And this is the second time in my life that that's happened. And, you know, dissociation can happen after a traumatic event. She was talking to me about all of this. She said either a traumatic event, immense pressure and stress. What was the other one?
Check.
There were three. She said trauma, stress and pressure. I don't know. There was a third one though. Don't remember. But
maybe like a mental disorder.
No.
Because it's in like dissociation, like popular in a lot of.
Yeah, but it wasn't a mental disorder. It was like things that trigger it. Okay. It wasn't like disorders. Okay, it was just like things that can happen. She was because we were trying to figure out like why this was happening to me. Oh, depression. Just being like really depressed, and then like that's the step after depression.
So is like you, disorder.
Well, yeah. Okay. Anyways, so that happened for like 3 days, and like I was just like not myself. I felt like a shell of a human. Like just wanted to not exist, and like not in a way where, you know, I just want everyone to know like I'm not gonna hurt myself or do anything crazy. It's just like this feeling, and that's what I was telling my therapist Jan. I was like, there's just this feeling of like everything so much, like you don't want to die, but you just don't want to deal with it. Like you almost just want to be on a cloud and like not have thoughts or feelings, and like everything just stops. Like it's just like the freeze time, and like just forever all the noise, everything just to stop. And for a lot of people, the only way to do that is dying. But obviously that's not, you know, what I want in life. And, you know, I want to be here. I'm happy. But, you know, when you're going through those emotions and those feelings, like it is that feeling of I just want everything to be silenced, like just dark, like just stop. Because it's so much to, you know, try to decipher all those feelings. And life is a lot. Like, there are times where it can be so much. And I'm a very, very positive, happy-go-lucky person. I've always been that way, always romanticizing the little things in my life and just really trying to find the good in everything. But I think, you know, sometimes I get to those points where I just push myself so far that I just completely spiral and nothing makes me happy. I'm just like going through the motions, and I pushed myself this point to the point where I completely was outside my body for like 3 days. And the only thing that got me back to that place was honestly going to therapy. We did hypnotherapy, which helped a ton. And like literally the next day I was like, oh my God, this is why people go to therapy. It fucking works. But she like snapped me back into reality. But it's a scary feeling, guys, when you go through that. And I hope none of you have ever felt dissociation, because it is wild. Like, it is so crazy how like real it feels. Like, it's literally like you just feel like you're completely not there. Like, you're like mentally there. It's just like you're not in your body. Like, you're just kind of watching yourself do everything.
Yeah.
It's so fucking crazy. And that's the second time it happened. I'll never forget the first time, because I was like so freaked out. I was like, and my dad, like, because I didn't know, it was my first time obviously having this happen. So I'm like, is this like my ghost? Like my dad? And yeah. I was like, am I here? Like, can you see me? Can you talk to me? Like, hello? Like, I wanted to scream, you know? I'm like, is this real? Or am I like in a really fucking vivid dream right now that I think is happening? Like, did that happen or did it not happen? And it made me want to go crazy.
Yeah. I think it's really getting to a point where you're just unable, the way your life is set up right now, to take a break.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take a break.
Mm-mm.
There's no one there running the business. There's no one, like, I don't know. It's just like you have so many virtual clients that mm-hmm. need your attention even when you're on a vacation or when you're gone or something. And it's just...
And it's also the ambassadorships
and stuff. And then also, like, it's the curse of social media that you're made to feel like if you take one day off, you'll become irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's it, though.
Well, that's how all influencers feel. It's like if you were to take a week off, it's like it can be detrimental to the algorithm. Like, just like, I mean, it's important to your job. Sure. It's important to your job.
Yeah. And your business. I think I just created this community for me. It's just I don't want to let people down more than like become, like, I'm not worried about becoming irrelevant per se. I think it's just letting people down that look for my stories and stuff. And
helps their day.
Yeah, because I've literally had people be like, you're the only thing I look forward to watching every day, which is, you know, really sweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, an escape for them from whatever they're dealing with in their life, you know. And I want to be that safe space. So, like, I feel guilty if I'm not that person for them, you know. So I just feel like it's expectations that I've set up. You know, they see the perfume of the day. They're going to see this. Like, even though it's stupid little stuff, it really, you know, it's fun for people. And they love it. And it's lighthearted and, you know, makes them forget about maybe some of the deeper shit that they're dealing with. And so for me, it's really that accountability of being what I've already promised to all of my followers and not stopping and being committed. And I love doing the social media. That's not hard for me. Sometimes, I mean, it's time consuming for sure, but it's never like, oh, I have to do this. Like, I like it. I really do. It's one of my favorite parts of my job because it comes so naturally and easy for me. But I think, it's hard definitely with, you know, a lot of ambassadorships and speaking engagements. And like, I don't want to say no because, you know, I want to have these opportunities and I'm so thankful for these opportunities. And like 2020 Savannah would be like floored that she's, you know, having these opportunities.
Yeah, like if you were saying no, you'd be like, Savannah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. And so it's like, that's, you know, I'm like, yes, man. And I want to help these brands. And I know, you know, that I can. And they want me.
And you love these brands.
Yeah. And I want to support them. I want to be there. I want to do it. I don't want to say no. I love it.
But then you also have 14 clients a day.
Yes.
And a family.
And a family. And everything in between, you know. So it gets to be a lot. So I think for me, I just like completely, you know, had a moment. But I think, you know, it's healthy. I think, you know, when you feel all that, you go through that, you pick yourself back up. And like, I'm so much better now. Like, you can tell.
Yeah. But the one thing Savannah is doing for herself.
Travel.
She is beginning to travel. I always told her, I've told her for years, like, you need to do something with your time. You need to see the world. You need to enjoy your life. And she was like, no, I don't have time for that.
I
was like,
well, and I told you I'll do it whenever I feel like I'm at a place where I made it. And I feel like I'm at a place where I've made it in my career.
And
I don't like hats. This is like very uncomfortable. I feel like I'm going to get like forehead acne. I'm going to push it up. Do I look stupid?
No.
Okay. I don't like how you said no.
I mean, it could be further down. You're not going to get forehead acne.
But, so it's the person with forehead acne that wears hats all the time.
She clocked me there.
I love you. That's mean. I'm sorry.
No, it's true, though. They're
going
to say it's mean, but I don't think it's mean. So if I don't think it's mean.
Okay, listen. The people that think we're mean to each other, this is our friendship, okay? We're like brother and sister.
Yeah, I was being mean to her this morning.
He was so fucking mean to me this morning.
Okay, well, she deserved it. Anyway.
How about you tell him what you did so that I don't look like a bully anymore? Tell him.
What did I do?
You're mean to me.
Okay, if I tell the story, they're going to side with me because I'm in the right. I just wasn't nice about it. Okay. Anyway, I just kind of snapped at her because she's late to everything. Not to anything business related, but this is like not that important in her brain. It's not that it's not important, but it's like we can get here later. We don't need to be here exactly at the time we said we were going to be here. So she's like, okay, I can work an hour longer than I should have.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can't get mad when I'm working. Mommy's working.
Well, I can.
Yeah, but mommy's working. It wasn't like I was just like masturbating in the bathtub.
No, she wasn't. But she, I woke up at 7:30. She was like, okay, get here by 9.
I didn't say get here by 9.
Yeah, you did. And then I said, no, I'll come at 9:30 because we're going to go at 10. And then I got there and you were like, oh, Paul said we don't need to be there till 10:30. Bitch was still in the bath at 10:30.
No, at 10.
No. At like 10:27, you got out of the bath.
Lies.
Because oh, maybe it was... No, it was 10. It was like 10:10.
Because I was like, oh, I thought we were leaving at 10:30.
Yeah, which makes no sense. It takes us 30 minutes to get to the podcast.
Okay, I wasn't thinking.
And so I walked into the room at like right after 10 because I was like, oh, she's going to be ready to go because she said we have to be there at 10:30. Because I went out because Cyrus was crying because I went into the bedroom. And so I went into the room and I was like, all right, Savannah, are you fucking kidding me? And then she was like, what? And I was like, okay. And then I walked out and then she was calling for me because she needed help and I ignored her.
Oh, so you did hear me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's fucked.
I was mad at you.
I thought you knew.
Told Savannah I wanted to come today. I told her this days ago and last week when we left the podcast. I said, next time it's become a habit. We used to be early every time when we would come to the podcast.
I've been tired.
And
I've been
someone's made it a habit for us to be 30 to 45 minutes late. Oh, it's not just last week. I'll give you grace for last week, but it has not been just last week. It's been the past like 4 times. I think I really
hear someone calling my name.
I was like, I really just want to get to the podcast early this time so we can get it done. Because we're always like, we hit a wall at a certain point. We get so tired.
Yeah.
And we get hungry. I ate this morning before we came because I'm smart because we were late. So I was like,
I have chomps in my bag, so I'm smart.
So I was just like, yeah, I was a little irritated this morning. But then I was like, you know, it's okay. No, I forgive you. I have nothing to be forgiven for.
Okay.
But anyways, Savannah is now traveling and I'm really excited for her.
It's just hard, I think, for a while. Well, one, I was building my business. I'm like, I can travel when I'm like in my 30s, 40s, and 50s. Like once I've made it, like I was like, I did not travel the first 3 years of business. Like unless it was like a family, like go see someone for Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I feel like longer than 3 years.
Yeah, it was longer.
I feel like it wasn't until...
All my money. And that's the thing too, is when I started my business, I was not buying luxury things. Like I was, everything I made, it went back into SBA.
I feel like the first trip you took was when we went to Colorado.
Oh, yeah, it was. So it was like 4 years in.
Yeah. And that was like.
Colorado.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's beautiful. It was still to this day, like one of my
favorite
trips.
But it wasn't like a relaxed.
Together.
It's not like what I like to do now, which is like be on a beach and like
actually
thrive.
Relax. Yeah.
It's not a hiking and it was not relaxing. That's a trip.
Chopping wood. Having to chop our own wood.
Like that's labor. But so I'm really excited. I'm going to take my husband on a little beach trip for his birthday. And then Tyler and I are going to do a wellness resort
in
thing
Utah.
In Utah.
And is, so I told her, she was pretty hesitant at first.
Well, I was looking at worlds, the best balls in the world to go with, because we wanted to do the Blue Lagoon. It's like on my bucket list. I really want to go to Iceland and do the Blue Lagoon, but we just didn't want to do anything crazy. It's like going to be a 3-day thing. So we just don't want to be there like super long. And it just sounds like a lot of work to like fly to Iceland and a lot of money to fly to Iceland and then be there for 3 days and then go home, because it's not going to be like a whole like ordeal. And so I was looking at like, you know, spas in Texas. Like there's one in Austin, guys, that I actually found supposed to be one of the best spas in the world called Miraval.
Oh, I've actually
heard like five.
I thought it was the resort at Lake Austin or something. Is that what the hotel is called?
And there's another one, but this one's called Miraval, because I called it Marival, and you're like, that's not how you say it.
But you're not talking about me right now.
Okay, well, I was talking to someone else then. Yeah. Wrong bitch.
Wrong bitch.
But I have a lot of clients that have been there, and like they loved it. And so we were going to do that. But then Tyler found this one in Utah that's supposed to be really, really good. And I was like, absolutely the fuck not. Last time I was in Utah, I was hiking in the woods.
In the desert.
Did you know, by the way, that they just took a bunch of kids out of wilderness camp in South Carolina because a 12-year-old was found dead? Manslaughter.
Right after that documentary.
Yeah.
Like you would think they would be on their best
behavior.
He was
only there for 48 hours or something and he died. So I think they think one of the other kids like hurt him or that's counselors.
Really fucking sad.
It's really sad.
I'll reserve my comments.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think it'll be a healing experience because we're going to do like a bunch of like very healing activities.
Yeah. I was telling her, she was like, no, fuck no. I'm not going back to Utah. Like that, I'm going to be so triggered. And I was like, Savannah, this is your opportunity to, you know, make peace with it. Because it's fucking beautiful. And it looks like Mars. Were you in like a different part of Utah? Or was it, did
Duchesne,
it look like
Utah.
That? No, but like, you've seen the pictures where we're
yeah,
at.
No,
did it look different?
Prettier.
Okay. Because I was like, and it's just, it's like super, so remote. Like it is in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And I was like, you just need something. Because the thing is if we went to Iceland or if we went somewhere else, it would be like Italy part two. And let me tell you guys, Italy was beautiful, stunning, amazing, fun. But it was anything but relaxing.
Yeah, it was not relaxing. It was a traveled hike, walk, trip.
Yeah. So I was like, you need something. And I feel like beach vacations are relaxing for you too. They are, right?
I love beach vacations.
I hate them. But I just don't like being in the sun. I think I like being at the ocean, but I don't like...
I don't like being in the sun either.
I think you kind of do.
No, I just like to be under like an umbrella or something and like be like, I like the sunshine, but I'm not like baking in the sun.
I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I get a lot of sun exposure on my trips because I'm in the water like a dolphin.
I just like, I only like to be outside like that if it's like in the 70s.
Yeah,
like
that's how it 80s. Is on nice.
When we were in Italy, it was so hot.
Well, that's
though.
Different.
It was like scorching.
That's different.
I didn't think it was going to be, but it was.
Yeah.
So, but... And then you're taking Cyrus
to Hawaii.
To Hawaii for the first time.
I'm excited because I love Hawaii. And we got him a passport. We were going to take him somewhere else. But one, Hawaii is just so safe. Food is safe. Like we were going to take him to the Caribbean. But when we're going, July is just not a good time in the Caribbean to go because of it's in the hurricane belt. So it could be like bad weather. It's very hot, very humid. So there's just a lot of issues. And then honestly, like, you know, if you live in the States and you're listening to this, like it's hard to find something close for a kid that isn't like Mexico. And Lance got really sick last time we were in Mexico from like
understatement of the year.
Yeah. Really, really, really sick. That's still affecting him now, like with his stomach and
like 2 years later.
Yeah. It's crazy. So we've been trying to avoid Mexico. And honestly, I've been to Mexico so many times because it's so affordable. It's so easy from Texas. It's cheap.
Yeah. It's
easy.
So close.
All inclusive. Like, my God, you can literally go for like $1,000, $2,000. It's amazing.
Yeah.
For like an entire fucking week in Mexico, all paid for. Like, it's amazing. So I love Mexico. But given that that happened to Lance, and also July is a shit time to go to Mexico because it's so busy. So we're going to go to Hawaii. So I'm a little
and
worried
you've, like,
about
done
the
everything in Mexico.
I've literally been everywhere you can go in Mexico besides like...
You haven't been on the West Coast.
And I haven't done Cabo, but I have no desire to go to Cabo because you can't get in the water.
There are like a couple. I think there's like one or two beaches there.
But the resorts are so expensive because they know they have the only swimmable beach. So it's like jacked up the price.
That makes sense.
And Cabo is like, why go to Cabo if you can? It's, the prices in Cabo are insane because it's basically California compared to like if you're going to Cancun or Cozumel or Riviera Maya or Tulum. Like they're so expensive, but like Cabo's prices are outrageous. Mm. And there's not really any all-inclusives over there. But anyways, so we're going to go to Hawaii and I'm so excited. I think Cyrus is probably going to go to baby jail because he's going to try to like go touch a sea turtle or something.
That's funny. Yeah, they're, you said like the seal. When you guys were there last time, they were strict.
Oh, yeah. They're protecting the wildlife. I respect
it. Yeah, as they should. But I'm excited. He loves, because he went to Florida and he loved it.
He loves the ocean.
Yeah.
He's going to have a fucking blast.
Like mommy, like son.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. So I really, really can't wait. And the resort I picked is very kid friendly. So they have like a crib. They have a complimentary stroller. They give you diapers, swim diapers, wet wipes. They give them a baby robe and baby slippers. And they give them a stuffed animal for free and baby snacks, all included.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, it's worth it.
So that's why I picked that, because I read so many toddler travel blogs, like where to take a two-year-old, like what's the best trip, and like everyone's like Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. It's safe, it's clean, it's America, like, you know, so it's just there's so much less risk, you know, involved. Because I want to take him, you know, obviously other places, but I mean, this is just so easy. It's just going to be so streamlined, so easy. Like they pick you up with a car seat, like it's just easy, vacation. It's not a trip. It's a vacation. So I want it to be easy.
I feel like for him to go somewhere else that's like a little more busy, he needs to be a little older. Like he needs to have his emotions
regulated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like it's easy when you're at a resort to be like, okay, we can go back to the room real quick and you can
recap.
Take a second to breathe, Cyrus.
Because I want to take him to like Portugal. Like I want to do Spain. Like that's on my vision board and bucket list. And I wanted to do that this year, but I just missed the mark. I've been so busy. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll plan that for next year when he's three, I think would be a good time to go.
He'll start to be a little potty trained and stuff like that. He's getting there. Yeah. He really is, but
I'm excited though. It's going to be crazy. No, this year is insane. It's about to get started. I'm going to New York, South Carolina for like 12 hours to go speak at the Skin Summit.
Hours?
Yeah, it's so quick.
You're flying in the morning and leaving at night? Or like you're getting in the afternoon and leaving the next morning?
No, I'm not even sleeping there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, because they wanted me to go and I was like, I really don't have time. So I'm going in and out.
See, this is what she means by she's a yes man. Like literally is putting herself through.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. South Carolina.
Let me go through.
West Palm.
First, New York. I'm going in order.
Okay.
So New York for IECSC. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a big event for Square when I'm there. Face Reality. I'm on their panel. I'm speaking for Airlays by a repeal. I don't remember everything. I'm like supposed to, I have like 7 or 8. Yeah. Places that I'm speaking for when I'm there. So
are you doing a Skin Better thing while you're there?
No.
Because last year you did, right?
She's out of town. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't because I left.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
And then I'm going to South Carolina to speak at the Skin Scum Summit. Skin Scummit. The Skin Summit. And then after that, I will be, I think it's Long Beach for ICES for BioRepeal because I'm traveling with them this year.
Where's Long Beach?
Doing a tour with them. Yes.
Okay,
Long Beach, California. And then
when is that? April?
Yes. Sometime. Not your birthday, don't worry.
That would be okay.
I'm not going.
I don't like my birthday. It wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I would never travel on your birthday. That's such a stupid thing to say.
You adopted a dog on my birthday.
Okay. That's different.
It wasn't her fault. It was when the dog was available.
Mm-hmm.
We still went to dinner.
Yeah, we
did. The day she got my dog. My dog. Absolutely not my dog. That was a misspeak. I have no claim over her.
Okay. Anyways, then I am going to Vegas.
No. You're going on the beach trip with Lance. Did you say that?
No. Beach trip with Lance, then Vegas. And then Vegas is IECSC, so I'll be speaking there. And then I'm going to Face Reality headquarters again because I'm their ambassador. So I'll be going there sometime after Vegas.
And you guys do that once a year?
Yeah.
Like where all the ambassadors meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki.
Yeah. Okay. And do like content and That's stuff fun. For them, videos and stuff. So then I do that. And then after that, I do.
You're into like July now.
Then Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah.
And then my birthday.
Utah.
And then West Palm.
So, and that's only what's scheduled right now. Mm-hmm. There's more to come.
No, I think that's it.
Are you going to go to the UK again in winter?
Maybe. We'll see. Depends.
That's
the price
insane.
Is right.
The price is right. Yeah, that's insane. You mm-hmm. love the UK, though.
I loved
you
the UK.
You loved it. You, yeah. like, loved it.
I fucking love the UK.
You're like, I want to move here.
I loved it. The people are amazing.
You want to move to Florida. You want to move to Hawaii. You want to move to the UK.
No, I wouldn't move to the UK. It's too cold. But I would move to Hawaii or Florida.
Yeah.
I think Hawaii.
Remember back when you were talking about, like, when you were dissociating and you were overwhelmed and you just wanted to, like, sign out and be done with everything?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know when you're feeling like that, because, like, you'll start texting me, like, I just want to move. Move to Florida. Move to Hawaii.
Yep. I'm going.
Just live on the beach.
That's where I'll retire, is Hawaii.
Think so?
No, so.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Bye.
You can come.
It'll be a sad day.
Why? I want you to come live in Hawaii with me.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you? Why not?
Fair enough. I'll still be single.
Like, for why not?
For why not?
For why not?
I just couldn't. You're such a Texas girly. I could not. I absolutely could imagine you retiring to Hawaii.
Yeah, like, when we're, like, 60, 70, like, why not?
You're probably going to retire when you're, like, 80.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't even know if you'll ever retire. Mm-hmm. I hope you will.
We'll see.
But I don't know. I think you're going to work until you die.
Hope not. Okay, on that note, guys, we love you. Happy Monday.
Yeah, the sentiment of the podcast is you guys need to make time for yourselves.
Yes.
It is important. It is important. And, like, I totally get it. And I saw it firsthand with Savannah, like, you know, committing to your business and to the growth of it. But there's a certain point, like, you will know when you need to take a step back and make time for yourself, because it will really when you start to feel like that, other areas of your life will start to struggle. And it's not your business and everything. It is important for your livelihood and stuff like that. But if there are, like Savannah said, there are certain things that can give and that need to give for you to be happy. Because, and this is what I tell her all the time, like, what are you doing all of this for? Why are you working from 8 in the morning until 10 p.m. at night every single day of your life if you can't do anything to enjoy it? If you, like, can't step outside and smell the roses.
Yeah, don't spiral. Don't spiral. Evolve.
Period. But we love you guys.
We love you.
Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Bye.
Bye.